Kerfuffle, there, weren't you? You were too busy looking at the fan mail.
What a kerfuffle.
Yeah, I don't usually use that word. Anyway, you're quite keen to release Man of the Moment now.
Yeah, we're going to go into the Man of the Moment.
This is a great part of the show where we release a certain character who's sort of impressed us over the week, and we feel...
Should we have some tension music? Chris Kamara
is this week's Man of the Moment. Before we chat about Mr. Chris Kamara, we've got a great YouTube clip from it for you to admire.
Yeah, little bit of Chris Kamara. Here we go.
Hey, what are you doing on Saturday then? What was that? Shopping? What do you mean? Going shopping? Take a look at yourself, will you? Football's on. That's right. Real football's back in a ground near you. The Coca-Cola Football League. It's about passion, spirit, supporting your local team, belonging to your town, and the town belongs to you. It's about City, United, Town, Alexander, Albion, County, Rovers, Argyle, North End, Rangers, Palace, Orient, Forest, Valley and the Wanderers. It's about excitement, a hard-time pie, joining thousands of others to sit your side. It's about unpredictability and not knowing who's going to win. It's about your mum, your dad, your grand, your granddad, your brother, your sister. It's about you, it's about me, it's about all of us. And it's a cracking day out. That's why the Coca-Cola Football League wants you.
Tell your friends, tell your family, send them this recording. Get down and support your local club.
The Coca-Cola Football League. It's real football for real fans. It's unbelievable.
That was fantastic. Chris Kamara, wasn't it?
If anyone doesn't know who he is, look him up on YouTube. Watch that clip. Absolute legend.
Oh,
Sky Sports pundit, ex-footballer, porn tash, amazing.
Just makes you feel a bit better about things, doesn't it?
Amazing. It just brightens your day.
But I always used to watch Chris on Sunday morning, goals on Sunday it was, about sort of 10 a.m. on a Sunday on Sky Sports. Used to wake up, watch that, all the goals from Premiership right through to non-league, I think.
Conference, Blue Square Premier, is it?
Amazing chin, Colin.
Amazing, amazing. There's so many good clips of him on YouTube if you check it out. He's just an excitable man. If anyone's seen him recently on the Ladbrokes advert as well.
Oh, he's good on that, isn't he? Yeah, who else has got with him? He's got Dixon...
He's got Ali McCoist. Ali McCoist walks in and goes, "Morning, Phil Salah Dodgers." And he sits down in the greasy spoon. And there's Ian Wright. There's Dixon.
Kamara. And then you've got Jimmy Hill.
Yeah, Jimmy Hill's cooking, isn't he? Yeah. Frying eggs.
He's the chef making the fry-ups in the back.
With his big chin.
Good lad. Good lad. What a lad.
Lovely cameo.
But yeah, another great man at the moment. And Will's in charge of adding that clip to the Facebook group, aren't you?
Yeah, that'll be up if anyone's as excited as us, which is...
You can now actually access the Facebook group via the burstroader.org.uk and click on our homepage, which is the Facebook group, or you can find that via Facebook by searching News, Booze and Views in the search bar, clicking return, and we'll be at the top, and we've got a nice little logo.
If you type in Burst, we're actually the second on the list there as well.
Or Burst, yeah, either one.
But, Chris Kamara, look him up. Fantastic man, fantastic man.
Chat a bit more about him later, but I think it's time for another fact.
Shall I give us a fact?
Go for it.
Scientists estimate that sleep lost due to daylight saving time reduces the average lifespan by nearly 2 full months.
That's really interesting, actually, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Surely, though, it'd balance itself out, though, because, I mean, you get an hour gained and an hour lost, especially when you gain the hour. You get an extra sleep, though, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, often these studies are sort of not very well researched, really.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
It's not really a booze story, so I'm not really that interested, but it had to be done, didn't it?
Booze lanes.
But actually, I want to give us another fact,
Let's rip it.
We seem to be just rocketing through time, don't we? So that's
just,
why...
It's zooming by.
This is great. The only golf course on the island of Tonga has 15 holes... And there's no penalty if a monkey steals your ball.
That's brilliant.
Almost as good as the scrotum one. If you missed the scrotum one, well, you won't know what we're talking about, but you missed a great fact about a scrotum and a basketball.
Yeah. Picture that. What can you see?
Mm. Although that could be part of the podcast, you never know.
Yeah, PCast.
PCast.
Jimmy, I might bring in another back-in-the-day thing now.
Yeah, I think you should.
Football stickers. Amazing. Did you ever complete the book?
Nobody ever completed the book.
Well, if you sent away, you could go and complete them.
Is that true?
Yeah, Alice once went off to Carrow Road, Norwich's fine ground, to, it was basically, I suppose they call them like a swap meet type thing. When you get to, you get there and you get to buy the ones that that you didn't have in the book. And my brother wants to finish his book, he sent off with them.
Yeah, it's one of those things you spent so much money on, and then you just, everyone had like the same sticker, everyone like had, I don't know, they're just the same person. They just
you were stuck
want...
with like Peter Reed or something.
Yeah, but that was always a good thing. It used to take over your life at school, didn't it?
Gary Mabbott.
And they used to have the shiny ones, the shiny.
Yeah, you got a shiny.
You got any shinies? I've got a lot of shinies.
You go through the list. Got, need, and so on.
Don't want.
Yeah, don't want. Yeah. Need, got. Oh, Jimmy, that was rather blue.
Yeah, well, rather blue. Sorry, that didn't bode well, did it?
We apologise to Ofcom.
Yeah, sorry,
I'm sure you're listening.
And everyone listen on 11:34 AM. By the way, you can listen on AM if you're in the Bristol area.
Stoke Bishop, the antennae. Is that what we say? Antenna? Anyway.
I don't know. That's the pickster.
The pickster, pick practice. The thing that gives out the signal is the mast. It's on top of Will's, I think, actually.
Yeah, I think that's right. Will's building, if you don't know Bristol too well, up in the Stoke Bishop Halls.
Not Will's Memorial.
And hopefully, I mean, what? November's nearly passed, and Will Moss and David Peake, peak practice, should have sorted out the mast to go up in the refectory, so everyone who's...
It's going to take up a lot of room, though, isn't it? Think, how many chairs is it going to take up?
Everyone who's dining in the refectory having their fright will be listening to our amazing voices.
Do you have to step round it?
There could be hundreds of people listening, Will.
It's going to be epic.
Mm.
I just hope it's properly fenced off.
You know, you just order your breakfast through the mast.
Oh, okay.
Lecturers' average pay hits £42,000. Lecturers in higher education have seen their pay rise to more than £42,000, according to the latest government figures.
Statistics completed by the Office of National Statistics, ONS, shows full-time academics earn an average of £42,620 in the year...
£42,000?
That's a lot higher than I thought.
Yeah, I was thinking lecturers, I don't know, at uni, I thought they were just not scraping the barrel.
They're always complaining about the wages, aren't they?
Yeah, £42,000, that's huge. I was thinking, I don't know if I was going to take a guess, I probably would have guessed around 30, maybe less than 30, to be honest.
Yeah, I probably would have, actually, yeah. But I suppose they must get a lot of money for research.
Yeah, but then you look at some lecturers, they only do like... I mean, I'm not saying they're doing a bad job, but they're only doing sort of 5-6 hours lecturing a week, and then obviously the rest of it's preparing for that. Are they actually working a full 9-to-5 job, you know?
Well, I suppose you have to look at whether it's the research, which is funded by the university. I suppose that increases the profile of the university. It's difficult, isn't it? Because, obviously, yeah, some of the lecturers you have, you can see that their role is sort of, the lectures are secondary to what they're doing. They're mainly there for research, whereas some of them are really great lecturers. You know, they do a lot of research as well, but it's difficult because an expert is not necessarily going to be the best lecturer.
And obviously that's only just an average, so you're looking at some lecturers having a much greater pay than that already, which is, maybe we're talking 50, 60 grand possibly, and you know...
Should we do it?
No.
No?
We're skating on thin ice here, you know, never know, we might have some lecturers listening thinking, hang on a minute, those news, booze and views lads.
We've just got to add that all of our lecturers are fantastic.
Yeah, all of you in the engineering department and the, what are you, medic? Are you medic?
Intercalating
in medicine, aren't you? medics / archaeology lecturers, you're quite a fan, aren't you, Cole?
Jimmy, who did you have a lecture from this week?
Last week? Who did I have one off? Oh, yes. The Star Spot. Friday, slept in and wasn't going to go in at all, but then realised that my professional studies lecture at 2 till 4pm was by Mr. Adam Hart Davis.
The big AHD.
Couldn't believe it when I saw it on the internet. I thought, can't miss that. Went to it. 2 hours of just complete and utter amazement. The man's an absolute legend.
Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
Oh, he did say at the end, tax doesn't have to be taxing. We couldn't find a clip of it though, could we? I wanted to play that today, but you did it just as well. Do it again.
Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
But yeah, it was obviously that clip helped everyone remind us who the big Adam Hart Davis is, and he's an intelligent man, a chemist.
What the shows he's done, what the Romans did for us,
what
the Tudors did for us,
local heroes back in the day,
what the tavern did for us,
yeah, things like that. And but local heroes is something that probably some of the oldies listening can sort of relate to.
Local heroes, yeah. Who's a local hero here right now?
Probably you.
You and me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just enjoying being a DJ on burstradio.org.uk.
Show number 6, and I just feel as though I'm right at home and that, you know, things can only go upwards and onwards from here.
I feel like I'm in a lazy boy chair I'm sat on the beach in Fiji or Tonga at the 15-hole golf course where you don't get penalties if you lose your ball from monkey. And I'm just enjoying myself. I'm easing into the role.
I'll tell you something, Cole. I will miss it over the Christmas holidays. I will miss it.
I might just sit in my room and just do it on a tape recorder.
Especially when term starts back on a Wednesday, so we'll have to wait a couple of days before we get back on air.
It's going to be heartbreaking. Never mind.
It's a great job, though, isn't it? A great job.
Fantastic, yeah. Love to do it professionally, if anyone's listening. Excellent show. Conkers, Jimmy, what's your take?
Back in the day, the Conkers. Yeah, one of the favourites, I'd say. So probably going back to primary school again, aren't we, Will?
What was your method in making the hardest conker you could find?
There was a lot of different ways, wasn't there? And I think, obviously, Rookie did nothing, and he was always going to get obliterated. He'd come in, he'd smash his conker, and he'd cry. I think a lot of people froze their conkers, and maybe...
Froze, really?
Yeah, I think I did. I remember doing that, and also varnishing them.
Yeah, that nail was varnish you could do. You could do vinegar.
Yeah, vinegar, I think that was quite a popular one.
The thing I went for, this is what brought me a lot of success. You get a whole load of conkers, collect them up in the autumn or the fall, and...
The fall.
And then you put them in a drawer in a room of good humidity. And you leave them for a year or two, get them out. A lot will be mouldy, but some will be hard as nails. You need an electric drill. The skin will fall off, but the conker will not perish.
It's quite complicated. And you'd always get the people coming into school and they'd win all the matches and whatever. And they say, you've done something to that. And they go, no, I haven't. And they'll never be upset, but you never give it away. But obviously they have been at home and they've been varnishing it.
Yeah. But sometimes there was rules. People said you couldn't do stuff. But I always remember that they said you couldn't do the varnishing, but a lot of people did it anyway.
I never know, but it was one of those amazing things, wasn't it? I think we're talking primary school, sort of early days, before the pog and the yo-yo. Ooh, didn't have football stickers. Haven't released the yo-yo.
Whoa, that's just spoiled it.
Gosh, should we chat about yo-yos as well?
Yeah, we'll bring them in after. We're just a bit more conkers. I love conkers. Absolutely love it.
Stop doing it now. It's been a couple of days. Although, when we were in Eastern Europe over summer... A couple of mates actually collect conkers, actually, when I was lost in this other bar. They went conker picking.
Really?
And then lined them up
on
the
street.
Did they play? No, they just lined them up on the street and then counted them.
Oh, okay.
This has gone midnight, like, you know.
Yeah, because you wouldn't really be able to have a great game at midnight. You might be inebriated, and it also might be dark.
Yeah, it's more than true.
It's a good word, isn't it? Inebriated.
Yeah.
I think I might use it more. But anyway, yeah, we may as well talk about yo-yos now.
Yeah, we've got to, haven't we?
What kind of yo-yo did you have?
It was a green, or what was it called? Like with the balls in the middle.
I can't remember what they were called. I do remember they had clutch systems.
Yeah, and they used to have all these little tricks. We were trying to name them last night, weren't we?
Cat's cradle.
Around the world.
Splitting the atom.
Walk the dog.
Walk the dog.
That was always the easiest one. Look at walking the dog. Oh, everyone can do that.
It was a bit strange, people standing doing cat's cradle in the playground.
Yeah, it was always a very complicated thing. I'm quite tempted to buy another one and actually try and do it.
I think I had one without a clutch because I thought it'd be different.
Did you?
It was rubbish.
Always been sort of a bit, sort of, you know, a bit different, though.
Don't go with the grain.
No, not a sheep.
Apart from, we're both wearing the grey t-shirts.
That's uniform, though, isn't it? It's mandatory.
I don't know why I looked down when I said that. Just checking.
It's still on. Maybe the next show, Matt and Mills, great show. Taste the Rainbow coming up next at 2:00.
Taste.
I wonder if they've got a uniform.
Oh, I don't think they'll have a uniform.
No. Bets against it. No.
I'm not going to have a punt.
No, that's yo-yos. We could really do with finding out what the name of my yo-yo was called, but that was a big, big craze. One of the bigger ones, I'd definitely say.
Yeah, if anyone can remember what that yo-yo was called or wants to talk about yo-yos generally, give us a ring.
0117-954-5777. You know the drill.
Need some feedback.
The hot potato today concerns every listener because every listener is part of Facebook.
Fbook.
Youths are warned over social websites. Millions of young people could damage their future careers with the details about themselves they post on social networking websites. A watchdog warns.
The Information Commissioner's Office found more than half of those asked made most of their information public.
Some 71% of 2,000 14 to 21-year-olds said they would not want colleagues or employers to do a web search on them before they had employed some material.
The commission said the young needed to be aware of their electronic footprint.
It's been in the news a lot of late, and it's in the news even more at the moment. It's a bit worrying, actually. Like, can employees log into your Facebook and view your profile, even pay to do that?
I've heard people can pay to do it, yeah.
Which is quite worrying, because pretty much every student's photos, if they do have any kind of social light, is of just them boozing in the pub, innit?
Yeah, because, you know, if when the BBC come and talent scout us, take it from Scott Mills.
I might have to give a false name, Stu. Yeah.
Stu.
But, it's one of those things, isn't it? You know, you can change your privacy settings, and I would advise people to do that.
I'm a very private person.
Yeah, you want to go into your top right-hand corner, isn't it? Account and privacy, maybe, and alter those settings so just your only, the friends you've authorised to see your profile can see you.
It's a good thing to do.
Otherwise, people can join your network and see you. Otherwise,
also, Mr. Wedge is on there, so look out.
Mark Wedge.
M-A-R-C. Oh, yeah?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, it is. Ah. So, yeah, Facebook. Mm. A good thing, but also a very bad thing.
I'd say it's a double-edged sword.
I'm getting quite bored of it, actually.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows about this. It is a hot potato, so look it up. You know, we're just trying to make people aware.
It's a term by Travis, and a little bit of a weather report for you people out there.
A rundown.
Monday is looking quite dry, actually. I've just looked at the 24-hour forecast, and there's going to be no rain today, and even though the website is lying. Tuesday, cloud with the sun behind it, 11 degrees high. 12 on Wednesday, with maybe a drop of rain, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say the matches on Wednesday will be on.
You listen to Burst Radio.
This is News, Booze and Views, Show 6, with me, James, and Will.
Enjoy.
Time for the Chicken Selector.
Chicken Selector of the Week. What is it, Jimmy?
It's very interesting today. It's actually, yeah, we've got a new table tennis sensation, Darius King.
And a running theme on our show so far has been the broken society. Now, this is a young lad who has triumphed against adversity.
Just as Formula One rejoices its renaissance, thanks to a boot up the rear wing from Lewis Hamilton, tennis table may have found its own saviour.
Table tennis. Darius Knight, a 17-year-old raised on the streets of South London by his mum and who has resisted the temptations of crime, has become a star in a sport not known for its role models.
He already plays for Great Britain on the World Pro Tour. And he's the under-21 champion and he's the figurehead for his new initiative called the Urban Cup, which promotes sport in the inner cities.
Table tennis is like my baby, Knight told BBC Sport. It was my saviour and I will promote it in any way I can. It gave me a new direction from a young age, but I was very fortunate.
Most of my friends were in trouble with the police, and I was a gang leader, but I stayed strong. It's all about all I want. Nice clothes, nice cars.
Darius Knight. They've been comparing him to Lewis Hamilton in the Formula One world, but I think that's a bit far, isn't it?
We could go on and on with that story. There's a lot of quotes from Darius himself.
It's the Chicken Select.
Can you compare table tennis with Formula One?
I don't think you can, Jimmy.
I disagree. Oh, no, I agree with you and disagree with the story.
I don't think Hamilton's quite had such a hard upbringing as Knight.
No, I suppose if Darius hadn't, maybe he would be a Formula One star.
Maybe he would.
You never know.
Maybe his sideburns would be just as good as Hamilton's.
That's a chicken select. It's a good one this week, isn't it?
We always have a chicken select every week.
Broken society.
Darius proving that you can make it through the ghetto.
And he will.
He will.
17 years old as well. I mean, what's that? How many years? 10 years younger than you or not?
It's 20.
20 years younger than you. I mean,
mature student.
Making a name for himself. Intercalation. So the weather's looking good and things are looking good for Darius.
Yeah, linking back in with the weather, intramural on Wednesday, looks good, doesn't it?
Looks very good. And also, we should really mention talk a bit more about the great victory on Wednesday.
Yeah, last week, 10-1.
Sounds convincing, and it very much was.
If anyone doesn't know, if they're just tuning in, this was our intramural football team in Division 2 on the Downs League.
Sitting sort of 8th in the table, and a win on Wednesday put us up to 6th, I think. It's looking quite good.
It's looking rosy.
Just went sort of 2-0 up with 2 goals from Jonesy on the counter-attack. They came back at us and I trotted up for a header.
Trotted.
Good word, it booed. And headed it into a sip of water there, Cole. I'll keep on speaking. And headed it from front of the goal and sort of swung around. And James Pearce described it as Premiership style.
Premiership style, yeah.
Bit of a chat of the half-time from John Wayne and
JW.
Away we took it, didn't we?
Yeah, unbelievable.
You had a little small stint in forward position.
Yeah,
you?
I started up in left back. Last 15 minutes, thought he'd throw caution to the wind. Put me up front for about 15 minutes. Loved it. Loved every minute of it.
Played well. Set up 2 goals. Assists.
Assists.
You get 4 points in the Telegraph Fantasy Football team for that. Will Sargent, 8. And also your substitute position. Yeah, you get 9.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah. You're good to have on your team. How much do you think you're worth?
On average, 12 million.
Yeah, compared to like when I used to do it, Henri used to be about 7 million. I suppose it's about right, isn't it?
It's probably about right, really. Yeah.
It's all in comparison.
If there's any Premiership clubs listening, we are both available. We're free agents.
Next news story, Colin. It's a sad one. It's a sad day.
Yeah, it's the end of Michael Parkinson's chat show. I always enjoyed watching him, didn't you?
Yeah, he's good. One of the easily the most popular chat show on there. Sorry, Jonathan Rush, but Rush.
Rush. Rogan Josh.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a shame.
Actually, yesterday I was watching an old interview of Parkinson with Muhammad Ali, and he was a hell of a chat show host, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is. And he, I mean, you've got to give it to him as well. I mean, he is 72 years old.
Is he?
He is.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's also giving up his Radio 2 show, isn't he?
Well, mate, he's, what, 7 years past retirement.
What do you think he's going to do?
He's going to live life to the max. He's going to go skydiving and whatever in New Zealand.
Probably join the National Trust.
He's had a great career, and I completely agree with the fact that he needs to retire.
Looks good for his age.
Looks brilliant for his age, doesn't he?
Look Parky. At
him. Parky, yeah. I found it very weird when he moved from BBC across to the ITV, did you?
Yeah, I mean, the show looked exactly the same, but I didn't think Parky would do that.
Yeah, it was always, well, I mean, he had to, didn't he? And it was always, yeah, I always associated Michael Parkinson with the BBC.
Indeed.
He always had some great guests on, didn't he, you know, as long as, you know, everyone. Attenborough, Jamie Cullum.
Cullum. I think he had Jamie Cullum on quite a few times,
yeah. Yeah, so it's...
Well, I haven't watched it much.
Always great music as well.
But he was on a lot in the 70s, and then he went off for a few years, and then came back, I think, perhaps the end of the 90s, or was it, but might have been even past 2000, I don't know.
Well, I couldn't tell you.
It was fairly recently he came back on again, and... Yeah, but the radio, sad to see him go.
The radio show's gone as well, has it?
Yeah, he's leaving Radio 2, leaving the berth open for us.
Actually, yeah, we should have really got in touch.
Yeah, we should have done, really. So I hear Parky's gone, I hear there might be an opening.
Surely there is an opening, so...
Yeah, there you go then.
Anyway, should we talk about sex infections?
Sex infections.
Yeah.
Big, big worrying trend.
Anyway, here we go. I'll read out the story to you. The sexual health of young UK adults worsened in 2006 despite a concerted public health effort to turn it around, figures showed.
In 2006, a total
it's going wrong, isn't it?
376,508 new sexually transmitted infections, STIs, were diagnosed. Up 2.2% in 2005, the Health Protection Agency found.
Young people aged 16 to 24 made up the bulk of cases, and some of them are the most common STIs, including chlamydia.
It's worrying, isn't it? Have you got any STIs, Jimmy?
So I haven't been tested.
maybe you should be tested.
Yeah, maybe we should. You should be as well. You should be as well. Well, then again, you are the eunuch. You should be tested before you go to bath.
Eunuch?
Should be off before you go to bath.
Oh, Jimmy, let's not lower the tone of the show. there might be some mothers listening.
I'm just looking across at Colin in the studio here, and he's not impressed with me saying that on live air to the nation.
Live air?
If you can watch us on the webcam, he's about to punch me. There we go.
I'm just holding the pose there.
Yeah, you have to hold it. Because if you... it's not really a live webcam, it's just a still. You need to refresh the page if you're all wondering why, you know, we're not actually moving.
Refresh.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really want to touch on that story too much.
It's quite worrying, though. I mean, you learn sort of, you know, you have health education in schools. You'd think young people today would be more savvy.
Mm. Nice picture there of just some people in a club there just chilling out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not really sure what else we could say about that. We just want to mention to the sort of tens of thousands of listeners out there that...
We want to make them aware that make sure you suit up before you boot up.
Well, remember that old condom advert, and yeah, cause you need to go in nets because you need to practice putting your gloves on.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah,
great.
And yeah.
Tamagotchis, Jimmy.
Wear a hood.
Tamagotchis.
Oh, Tamagotchis are always a bit girly, but then...
Did you have one?
Yes.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. Yeah,
course
I had several.
Really?
Well, not several.
Really?
Not the days.
That was quite high, wasn't it?
Yeah, you've got a high voice. Yeah, it's dropping.
Did you have several Tamagotchis, Jimmy? It's a bit lower.
But you used to nurture. I used to have one on my phone at one point as well, and used to nurture it, feed it, let it sleep, you know, play with it.
I had one for about 6 hours. And I threw it out the window and smashed it because I hated it.
Now you just have it for days. You could talk 20 days or whatever. You just take it to school.
Got sick of it.
You really had to, you had to look after it though, didn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't really my bag.
Especially if it was first born. Babies are always difficult when they're first born.
Yeah.
I can't even talk about this.
What were they anyway, though? Were they supposed to be like dogs or something?
Japanese, sort of like. They weren't real, but you know.
What were they supposed to be, though? Were they supposed to be dogs or?
They're just like random animals. You know, everyone needs food and milk, don't they?
Food and milk? Is that what you gave them?
Yeah, that's all you could give them.
So you're going to give them food
and give
milk.
Them a bath as well. Give them a bath.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, you keep them clean.
You couldn't immerse it in liquid.
No, no, no. Should we talk about rats in the shower?
Rats in the shower?
Yeah, we live like in a upper maisonette.
Upper maisonette.
Of five people. Below us is a small flat for two people. And God bless him.
Garden flat.
Terry lives as well. He's not very good with the rubbish, so he just throws it outside and it looks like it's ours. And we're a bit worried that we're going to get rats. And then we got chatting, things sort of escalate. Escalation!
Concentrate.
And then we got chatting again, and we wondered, what if you were at home, just sit at home watching TV, watching TMF, sort of counting down the top 40 singles from the week with Scott Mills, and you wandered upstairs to use the toilet, and there you were, and there was a shower. The shower was on, and there was a rat showering. What would you do?
What would you do? I think I might leave him to finish his business, dry himself off, and then I think I'd ask him to leave politely.
Hmm.
I wouldn't want to, you know, I wouldn't want to get into a slanging match with a rat.
Just take a minute to think about that. Walking in and a rat's just using your shower.
Using a loofah.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd shave, would he?
It's a talking point, though, isn't it?
It'd be a lot of hair if he did.
Hmm. It's nice how he sort of moved on for Tomagotchi's onto rats showering, isn't it? News, booze, and views. We'll chat about anything you want to.
You listen to Burst Radio.